One reason that earthquakes are so scary is that we never know when or where the next one might strike. So far, the best efforts of seismologists and the U.S. Geological Survey have been highly approximate.
Earthquakes have eluded the scientific community in terms of being able to forecast them in a short term. USGS has a very active program to look at seismic patterns, seismic history, and they come up with forecasts that are generally in the order of 30 years. There's another group of scientists that are looking at detecting the onset of an earthquake, sort of duck and cover, here it comes. What we're trying to do is to get something that's in the 2 week to a day time frame.
Tom Blyer is the inventor and chief engineer for QuakeFinder, part of a Silicon Valley company that has invested more than $10 million in a different kind of seismic detection technology.
The technology is fundamentally based on monitoring electromagnetic signals as opposed to mechanical signals. An example of mechanical would be an earthquake swarm, the history of earthquakes for a particular area, the amount of strain being built up in a fault zone, things that you can measure with instruments that are mechanically oriented. Our technology says there is a fundamental change that happens in the rock just before it fractures, and we believe that the stress change on that rock generates very large underground electrical currents.
If that's too technical, think of it this way.
We use a very, very sensitive magnetometer that detects only the change in the Earth's magnetic field. You can think of a pond where the water is the Earth's magnetic field. It's a very big magnetic field. If you throw a pebble into the middle of the pond and you see these ripples going out, that corresponds to the slight changes in the magnetic field that we're looking for.
To be able to perceive these electromagnetic ripples, wherever they might happen, QuakeFinder has set up a network of 200 sensors, solar-powered boxes in out-of-the-way locations along the major fault lines in California, including a dozen or more here in the North Bay.
We follow the main San Andreas Fault up the peninsula, and there's a couple of gaps up around Point Reyes. Certainly in your neck of the woods, we've got one in the Santa Rosa and Petaluma area, and then Healdsburg cover that Hayward-Rogers Creek Fault area.
It's taken all this time to refine their methods and get the sensor network into place, Blyer says. Now they're ready to put it to the test, and the first people they will need to convince that it works are the establishment seismologists.
We're at a threshold, or we think we know what the pattern looks like, and now we're going to look forward in time and see if we can see that pattern and make two or three forecasts of an earthquake rather than looking backward in time. If we can make two or three positive, accurate forecasts, then I think the scientific community will start looking at us with a less skeptical eye.
Even if their forecasts appear accurate, Blyer says his company has no plans to make them public, at least not directly. They'll report quietly to state emergency management officials and let them decide what to do from there. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.